thought to fly. I took the last load of lightning and headed for the ridge. So something mighty frightening from the Baltimore River Bridge. The first there came the water, and then there came the hail. Bear down, you sons and daughters, pray the inside walls don't fail. I got back to the family, the wind came whipping in. The grown folks all could hear me, to come up around the bend. Get the chillin' to the cellar and the Bible if you can. Something wicked comes to play to tear apart the land. Let the horses from the stable burst the fire out in the field. Lumber took a flying, last began to break. Thought of the family dying was more than I could say. I don't believe the words I'm saying, that with this old refrain. But down where we were laying, friends, sounded like the train.
Benedictine Ravens and your local high school sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Keeping you connected with the CARE Community Calendar, powered by Giant Communications. An opportunity to donate blood here in the local region as the Community Blood Center is hosting a blood drive at Memorial Hall in Atchison. It'll be on Friday, January 28th from 1 to 5:30 in the afternoon. Sign up for an appointment at donate.saveALifeNow.org. That website again, donate.saveALifeNow.org.
Yeah. like to play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. And then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever, it's a big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Care Country, where country music legends live and new stars begin. Hot Country 93.7.
Can't believe that you got me in a suit and tie. I had to take a pull so I wouldn't cry. You got a line out the church door saying goodbye. Yeah, I believe them when they say you're in a better place. You had a wild side, but you had amazing grace. I know you're way off up in them clouds, but if you could still hear me right now, I hope you hit those ghost streets on two wheels. I hope your mansion in the sky's got a 10-acre field with some mud and some hugs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. How'd you fear, how'd you clear from a man upstairs? Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give heaven some hell. I bet you're looking for a crew like we had. Bunch of noise making boys that like to live fast. Burning rubber in a parking lot, man, I don't know if the other side's ready or not, but I hope you hit those ghost streets on two wheels. I hope your mansion in the sky's got a 10-acre field with some mud and some bugs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. How'd you clear, how'd you clear from a man upstairs? Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give heaven some hell. I was there when you raised your hands. Head bowed, singing just as I am. Walking that out, praying that prayer. Man, it ain't right, but if you gotta be there.
Time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through an independent financial group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here in Northeast Kansas, Wenatchesan Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back once again to the Ralph Selma Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it's time now for the guys' game. Men's college basketball on K-Radio as and the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens play host to the Evangel Valor. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here. It is great to have you along this evening, and what a great game we've got coming up here is Benedictine and Evangel come into the game tied for the top spot in the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The good news is the winner of this game is going to be at the top and all alone. The bad news is, as closely as the teams are packed together in the standings, the loser of this game is going to drop to fifth place in the conference from first. So that is how that's shaken out. That all said, got the public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. I'm going to return. Going to introduce the starters to you. We've got a lot of things to talk about, some insights into the game, and then it'll be the tip-off. Men's College Basketball on Care right after this.
Calendar here to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as the new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, Spicy Chorizo breakfast burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back again to the Nolan Gymnasium. Got a couple of great teams coming up tonight as Benedictine is opening a three-game homestand this evening with Evangel. The Ravens at home are very, very good. They are 7-0 this season here in the Nolan Gym, and they are one of two programs who are perfect at home, William Penn being the other one. They are 9-0 Pinn is in their place. And if you looked at the new national rankings that came out today, the William Penn team, Benedictine played on Saturday and lost to a heartbreaker. They are now the number one team in the nation. First time these two teams met, the Valor limited Benedictine offensively, held them to 20% shooting from the outside in the first half and knocked off Benedictine down in Springfield, 78-67. Evangelo opened up that game on a big run, 15-2. The Ravens must not let that happen today. That said, let's take a look at the starting lineups for the ball club tonight. First of all, for Evangeline, first-year head coach Bert Capel. Y'all remember when Bert was on this Evangel team, right? His college playing day. Well, Evangel is going to be starting. Manrique Alvarado. He is a 5'11" sophomore from Cartago, Costa Rica. Following him in the backcourt, you're going to have 5'11" Adriel Martinborough. He is from Grand Bahama Island, the Bahamas, a senior. You move toward the front line where you're going to find 6'4" junior Josh Pritchett from Rolla, Missouri. Out of Mountain Grove, Missouri, 6'5" senior Cade Kaufman. And in the middle, from Bulgaria, 6'8" senior Pavel Antonov. For the Benedictine Ravens, and 11th season head coach Ryan Moody, Benedictine is going to be starting Topeka, Kansas native, 5'10" senior ICU Scott. They got Jaden Timmy at 6'6". He's from Omaha and a senior. St. Joe seniors, 6 foot tall Matt Austin and 6'2" Saxton Houston. And running it out of St. Louis, Missouri, Vianney guy, 6'7" Eric Cruz. Benedictine led in scoring so far this season by Matt Austin, averaging over 15 points a ball game. For Evangelist Kate Kaufman, takes it away. He averages 16.5 points per game. Ravens in the home, white with black and red. For Evangel, it is maroon with white. The ball goes up, the tip is away. Control down by the Valor. That's right. No more Crusaders. They are the Valor, their new mascot. We're underway. Here's a quick three. Launch and hit. And 13 seconds in, Kate Kaufman puts Evangel in front, 3-0. Benedictine down the floor with the basketball, and Cruz has it over to Matt Austin. Gets it to Timmy. He'll step inside, spin, dish it back out on top of the mat. Benedictine's Jaden Bristow still nursing that ankle that he injured 2 games ago here at home. Timmy goes into the lane, gets inside a defender, and as he goes up with a shot, he is fouled over the back by Kate Kaufman. Official's going to come over and let us know Kaufman will have his first foul of the game. For Evangel, big deal for Kate Kaufman if he should get into foul trouble. Timmy's free throw is up and in, and Benedictine is on the board with a free throw by Jaden. One more shot coming up for a young man out of Omaha. Takes his time, sets it up, and it's going to be a little bit short. Ravens trail 3-1. Here comes Evangel into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Manrique Alvarado. Alvarado will swing it over to the left side, taken there by Josh Pritchett. Pritchett thought about the three, does it, goes into the lane, puts up a little runner, and knocks it down. Pritchett makes it quickly 5-1. Evangel, and so they're getting off to that good start that much like they had gotten off to in the first meeting down in the Ashcroft Center. BC is back on offense. It gets into the hands of Matt Austin. He's right in front of the Crusader bench. Matt will go over to the right side. Bit of a head shake. Pull up. Jump shot for three for Timmy. No good. Fowler rebounds it back down. It's going to be Martinborough coming up with the basketball. And they'll race it to the forecourt. Martinborough brings it all the way up the floor. Kicks it over to Bridget. Back out on top. Martinborough three. That's an air ball. That went not even close. But the rebound is going to be slapped back into the field of play. And Evangel is going to rescue it. 17, 16, 15 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Martinborough has it batted out of his hands. He's going to be able to pick it back up. Now to Alvarado. Shot clocked at 5. hits the baseline. The shot's partially deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Saxton Thuston. Here's Benedictine up court with it. Nicier for the basketball. Nicier, I'm not sure he's even touched this thing. Feeds in the middle for Saxton. Couldn't handle the ball. Ball's going to be knocked away by Nicier. Goes out of bounds. Evangel basketball. 17:50 to go in the opening half. Fowler leading Benedictine 5-1. It'll come in the backcourt, and Alvarado will bring it up the court. Alvarado has it knocked away from him. Here comes Saxton Thuston down, up, and flushes it. Saxton Thuston! And it's 5-3. Benedictine trying to come by 2. 17.5 to go, opening half. Evangel quickly round to the left side with a bounce ball. It's going to be Martin Baroque. Feeds underneath. Big guy goes up and is able to lay it up and in. Antonov will have his first point of the game, and it's 7-3. Evangel. Nice here. Over to the right side. Here's a three for Matt. No. Rebound. Evangel coming out with it. Here comes Kate Coffin. Kate to the left hand dribble into the forecourt. Look away. Pass over to Martin Burrow. Back to Kate. He'll go three and drain another one. Kate Coffin. 2-for-2 from the outside and quickly with 6 points. Benedictine trailing by 7 at 16:52 to go in the first. Nicier comes off on top to Jaden. Timmy back over to Saxton. Timmy starts in, gets pushed, no foul. Back over to the right side to Matt. Austin being defended by Alvarado. Shot clock's at 7. Timmy goes in, shoots off the window and missed it. I don't think Eric Cruz has touched the ball yet tonight. Here's Martinborough down. Evangel left side, looks in the middle, not much room there. Another three launch. That one's going to be not even close for Kate Coffin, and Benedictine up the court with the basketball. We're at 16-13 to go in the half. Benedictine trailing at 10-7. Matt Austin skips it to the free throw line where Timmy takes it over to Saxton. BC around the top, going to the right side, kick over to the right wing, nothing there. Back goes to Thuston for three. He doesn't shoot that much, and it's well short. And Evangel coming back down with the rebound once again. And Antonov at 6'8", out of Bulgaria. Big guy in the middle, takes up some space. Good rebounder. And the pass out of top is going to be knocked free, stolen. Benedictine up court with it. And I don't know what that was by Saxton, as he just lobs the ball to the near side. He was trying to get it to Nicier, but it was not a good pass. Coach Moody is on his feet. He was telling his guys, I think I'll just read the body language. Just calm down, guys. Just relax. Take a breath. No big deal. Here's Martinborough for three. Rebounded. Timmy. Ravens with the basketball. Trying to get by 7 at 15:20 to go in the opening half. Here comes Benedictine. Driving down the right side of the lane. It's going to be nice here, Scott. BC works you on the outside. And now, first time Cruz touches the ball, he tries to pass in the middle, and Kate Coffin will slap it away and knock it out of bounds. And first substitution of the ballgame is going to come in for Evangelist. Checking into the lineup is going to be Stefan Salvi, a 6'4 sophomore from Boca Raton. Martinborough will come out, and BC brings it in. Here's Matt Austin. He will go in and put the running shot up and miss it. Not tightly focused on that shot, of course, with the basketball. Here's a running three from the right side. No. Offensive rebound. Fighting it. Shot blocked. Knocked out of bounds. What a great bit of defense by Eric Cruz. Possession arrow. Is it going back to Evangel? Yeah. Timmy comes out of the ballgame for Benedictine. And also coming out is going to be nice here, Scott. So the Ravens going to go to the bench. Out of Dayton Dunbar High School, we're going to find Chris Jackson, a 6'2 senior. And also checking in for Benedictine will be Ahmad Lewis, the sophomore from Kansas City at 6'2. Driving, shooting, the shot rolls in for Evangel and Jace Coffey. Ravens with the basketball in a little bit of trouble, trying to get by 9. Here's a 3 for Cruz, well short. Rebound pulled down by Evangel. 12-3 at 14:20 to play in the opening half. Benedictine's offense has not found its way to the gym yet. Dash is going to come over to the right side, trying to cut into the lane, looking to get down to the left side. There's no room there for Alvarado. He'll bring it back on top. Kaufman will go for three, missing it badly. And one-handed rebound. It's going to be hauled in by Chris Jackson. BC up the floor with it. We're at 14 minutes to go in the half. Chris starts his way to the right side. Little crossover dribble. Goes to the left. Picks up on a double team. Kicks it to Matt Austin, who goes into the lane and dumps it off down low, where the layup is going to be up and good by Boosted. Saxton hits the bucket. A nice assist, Matt Austin. And it's now 12-5. Crusaders from deep at the baseline left. Driving in. Little one-handed runner is going to be up and good. And 4 points now for Josh Pritchett. 14-5. Evangel up by nine. It's the second time they've had a nine-point lead. It is their largest of the game. Now we're going to get a foul off the basketball, and I suspect it is on Alvarado. It will be first foul of the game for Monrique Alvarado for Evangel. Alvarado, the 5'11 sophomore from Costa Rica. BC will be putting it in. Ahmad Lewis skips it in to Matt Austin. Benedictin with the basketball. 15 on the shot clock, 13:19 to go. First half. Ahmad into the lane, skips it down low. And Tyson Caffey goes up for a shot. He was a foot away, hits it so hard off the backboard that it caroms out 10 feet, probably 12 feet maybe. And then it's going to be lost out of bounds by Benedictin. Not even close. And here comes Evangel up court with the basketball. 13 minutes left. First half. Crusaders have dominated. Here's Kate Kaufman for three. He flops after the shot, trying to draw the foul. Cannot. And a rebound off the miss, pulled down by Eric Cruz. Up with it. Chris Jackson takes down the left side. Out on top to Tyson. His cross-court pass is bad, but Matt's able to pick it up. Shoot a three. Won't go in. Kaufman with a rebound. And Benedictin is just painfully cold to start this game. BC's 0-for-4 from the outside and 2-for-9 from the floor. Here's an Evangel three that fails, and Matt Austin with a rebound. 12.5 to go in the opening half. Fowler leading the Ravens at 14-5 as Benedictin walks it up the floor. Austin will take it across to the middle. Little one-hand left-hand pass over to the left side. BC back out on top. Chris for three. Nope. And Benedictin continues to struggle to score some points in this game. We talked about it in the pregame that in their last meeting, and here's a three that's up and good for Salvi, and Raven's going to take a timeout. We're going to come back and talk about how Evangel leaped out to a huge lead early in that first meeting and went on to win. Well, they've got a similar lead right now. We're taking a timeout, Joseph, at 12 minutes and 1 second to go in the opening half here in Atchison. It is Evangel 17, Benedictin 5.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan here in Atchison, Kansas. 4 minutes and 1 second to go in the opening half of this men's college game, and the Ravens find themselves trailing by a dozen, 17-5, to conference opponent Evangel out of Springfield, Missouri. A quick programming note, Joseph Engineering, it's the down the line. Sounds delightful. Thank you. Coming out of the court for Benedictin right now, we're going to find Chris Jackson and Matt Austin with Eric Cruz, Ahmad Lewis, and Tyson Caffey. And the Ravens, we talk about not shooting well. Well, let me define that in numerical terms. Benedictin is 2 of 11 from the floor. They are 0-for-6 three-point shooting and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. BC has it in the hands of Ahmad. Lewis into the lane, falling down, misses it. Tyson Caffey rebounds, goes up, misses a point-blank layup, and the rebound coming out down to Evangel. So that would have Benedictin at what, 2 of 13-ish, something like that, with 11.5 to go in the first half. Here's an alley-oop underneath. It hits the rim. Cruz will rebound away the errant pass. Ahmad Lewis in the game. Runs the ball up the floor. Lewis is at the 1. Matt Austin has dropped into the three. Here's Tyson Campy for a three-point shot. That's way short. Cruz with a long rebound. Benedictine will bring it back out on top. Tyson standing at the top of the key. Skip pass in the middle is going to be kicked out of bounds by Evangel, and Benedictine will have it in play with just over 11 minutes to go in the half. Down a dozen. Shot clock at a dozen. The ball rolls out into the band area, and Ravens are going to put it in from there. Ahmad will do the inbound. Skips it into Cruz. Back to Lewis. Here's a high arcing three, and that is perfect. Getting a little trajectory on the ball, getting a little high loft to it, and Ahmad Lewis will have his first point of the game. The Ravens have their first three of the night, and they're back to within single digits. 10:40 to go in the half. Evangel over to the right corner now. It's Autry Accord in the game. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound pulled down by Evangel. Accord is a 6'1 hometown kid, Springfield, Missouri, guy out of Parkview. Here's a three from the right side. It's up and good. Jace Coffey has his fifth point now. And again, the Ravens down a dozen. It's 20-8. We are approaching midpoint of the opening half. 10-10 to go before intermission. To the left side is going to be Chris Jackson. Comes back out on top to Matt Austin. They've done a great job on Matt Austin. He is scoreless. Matt goes into the lane, falls away, puts a shot up that does not go in. But was he able to get a continuation? They're going to call that a shooting violation. It is. Foul is going to be on Autry Accord. And are we getting a timeout? Oh, it's our under 10. 9:57 to go in the half. We're taking our break. The score here in Ashes and Kansas remains Evangel 20, the Benedictine Ravens 8.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Very nice crowd on hand here this evening in the Norman Gymnasium, but it is also pretty much a very quiet crowd. They have not had much to cheer about. Benedictine hitting 3 of 14 shots so far in a ballgame that is over a quarter of the way through. They've hit 1 of 8 from the outside and 1 of 2 at the free throw line, where Evangel, on the other hand, they're not shooting very well. I mean, they're hitting 8 of 18. That's only 44%. So 4 of 13 from outside, that's 30%. That's frankly not good enough, and haven't even had a free throw yet in the game. However, Evangel does have one number that's huge in their favors. They are more than 2-1 rebounding lead over Benedictine. 15 rebounds for Evangel already. All of those missed shots. Benedictine with only 7 rebounds today. The first shot is on its way for Matt Austin, and it is up and it is good. Matt will eye up the second one, gets that one also, and into the game for Evangel. Chandler Oriaki. Okay? Chandler Oriaki. And I have a phonetic pronunciation guide, so that is right. He's a 6'10" junior out of Houston, Texas, transferring here from Prairie View A&M. He went to high school at George Bush High School. Here's a three from the top of the key. No. Rebound to get down, Chris Jackson. Chris clears it away, and Benedictine coming up the floor with the ball, down 10. On the right side with it is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Tyson Caffey's out there for Benedictine. Timmy's back into the game. Chris Jackson launching a three. That is perfect, Chris Jackson! And rounding it out for Benedictine is going to be Nice here, Scott. 20-13. Evangel. 9:20 to play in the first half of this men's game. Driving in, thinking about the shot, now passing it up. Going to kick it back off on top. with the ball. It's going to be Pritchett. Kicks it over to Salvi. Evangel drive down to the baseline left. A court shot is up, no good, but offensive rebound back down to Salvi, and Evangel's going to reset the offense. Edinburgh dumps it over to the right side with a big man. Goes up and in, and Chandler Oriaki will have his first point of the game. 22-13, Fowler. Game moving quickly. We're already at 8.5 to play here in the first half. BC works it left side. Here's a really long three for Chris. That is an air ball that was so far off and not anywhere close. And he spins around, and he's very, I'm sure, disappointed in that shot. 8:20 to go in the half. Evangel, very workmanlike as they come up the floor. They've got great speed. Very smooth handling the basketball. Little skip pass over to the right side to Martinborough. Kicks it over to the left edge. They're very patient as well. Shot clock's at 8. Out on top. Shot clock's at 4. Driving. Shot clock's at 1. Desperation shot is off the rim. No good. And Ravens are going to rebound it down. So for Evangel, they utilized every moment. And now on the upcourt play, Nysir gets fouled by Adriel Martinborough. For Martinborough, it'll be personal foul number 1. For the Valor, it is team foul 4. Now, it's guessing time. How many fouls has Benedictine committed so far in this first half? We're at 7:42, so we're over 12 minutes into the game. None. No fouls by Benedictine yet in the game. BC with the basketball coming in down to the baseline. Back and in. No room there. Comes back on top. Now the feed to the block. Timmy tries to drive out, and he's going to get fouled. That's on Stephen Salvi. One each on 5 different players for Evangel, and Benedictine putting it in play down to the baseline once again. Still with a long way to go in this game. 7:28 left in the half. Coach Bert Capel going to run his starting point guard, Monrique Alvarado, back into the game. Picking out Salvi. BC lobs it in now, topside. Timmy gets it. Swings it over to Amon Lewis. Skip comes down over to Tyson Caffey. He gets double-teamed, holding the ball at his knees, and they come in and are able to strip it out of his hands. And a break for Benedictine as the ball goes out of bounds to the Ravens. 7 on the shot clock, 7:14 left in the first half. Matt Austin with 2 points so far in the game on a pair of free throws. Baseline 3 is an air ball, and the rebound is going to go out of play. And it is going to be a shot clock violation against Benedictine. Evangel will have it in play in the backcourt. 7:08 to go. First half. So the Ravens used a lot of time. Never really, didn't look like they even looked really hard at the rim, like they were looking to get a shot away. Here's a feed underneath. Oh, nicely done. On the inside for Benedictine. Tyson Caffey intercepts the pass. Ravens come down the floor. The kick underneath. The layup is up and good. Jaden Timmy for 2. First field goal of the game for Timmy, who has a free throw and now 3 points in the game. 22-15. 6.5 to go in a rapidly moving first half of men's college basketball. Josh Pritchett with it. Comes to the top. The big guy's 3 is not even close, and Matt Austin rebounds it down. Here comes Nysir Scott. Beginning to hear a little rumble out of some of the student section here tonight. Ravens into the forecourt, down 7. Tyson Caffey out of the center circle. He is guarded very closely by Chandler Oriaki. And here's a 3. It's up and good. Amon Lewis. 3 points, and with 6 to go in the half, Ravens are cutting the gap. Here's a 3 on the other end. It misses. Tyson Caffey with the rebound. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens down to the other end of the floor. It's going to be lost out of play. It's going to be Raven basketball. We're going to get Saxton Thuston back in. Tyson Caffey got warmed up Scott playing better. Got to get a chance to get a little breather now. 22-18 to Benedictine, who was trailing not long ago by a dozen, has a three up and won't go in for Timmy. I think it was dead on line, but just a little bit strong. Hits the back of the rim and carries him straight out to the top. Evangel back up the floor of the basketball with 5.5 to go in the half. Kicks it over to the right side. It's going to be Alvarado. Looks it off down to the right block. Backing in on Timmy, backing in on Timmy, trying to twist in. And is there a foul or is there a travel or what are we going to have called here? Going to call a foul on Jaden Timmy. That, the first foul of the first half. Coming at 5:23 to play in the half. And Benedictine steals the inbound pass. Up court with it is nice. Here's Scott. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it 22-18. Out on top, over to the left. Ahmad, is it another one? That one won't go in. And a rebound hauled away by Cade Coffin. Here come the Valor. They'll go to the left side. Evangel with the basketball. Up on top, Alvarado. Alvarado works around Matt Austin. Heads down to the left side. Inside the 20-foot mark. Passes in the middle to the big guy who's left. Misses. Rebound, Eric Cruz. Benedictine coming the other way with 4:40 to go before intermission. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by 4. Top side with it is going to be nice here. He'll come off the screen by Cruz. Dish it in the corner. Mishandled for a moment. Ravens are going to save it. Matt Austin with it on top. Matt's very due. He will slide to the left. Feeds underneath to Saxton. Kicks it on top. Back over to the right. Ravens work the outside. Shot clock at 5. A 3-point shot. No. Rebound nice here, but we get a foul on the look of the rebound. Maybe on Capel. Official comes over, and it is going to be Kate Kaufman. Kate Kaufman, foul number 2, and I suspect that will get him promptly out of the game, and it will. Checking in for Evangel is going to come Logan Rogers, a 6'9" freshman out of Ohio. And with that substitution, Evangel and Coach Capel take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. The Ravens storming back. We're at 4:18 to go in the opening half. It's now Evangel 22, Benedictine 18.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Tremendous crowd on hand here this evening as they've just continued to come in and fill the stands. And Benedictine found themselves in trouble early on, but they battled back. Ravens putting the ball in play, and the inbound pass is thrown away. Benedictine with a turnover and a poor inbound pass, and up the floor with it will come Evangel. The baseline three fails, and a rebound, Saxton Thurston. Thurston coming out of the board, and back up the floor, nice here, Scott. Again, Thurston with a record-setting rebounding performance the other night, 21. Tying the Benedictine single-game rebounding lead, and now the shot goes up, and we get a foul call, and the Ravens coming to the free-throw line. This one is going to be on Logan Rogers. It'll be his first, Crusaders' seventh. And again, Benedictine has committed one foul in the entire first half, and Coach Capel is really on the official. I mean, he is leaning over his shoulder and in his ear as Saxton Thurston at the line hits his first shot. That is his fifth point of the game. It's now 22-19. Second free throw rolls out, will not drop. Ravens trail by 3, 3:45 to go here in the opening half. Evangel and Manrique Alvarado up the floor. A lot of international students on this Evangel basketball team. Matt Austin defending, and now it's going to be saved over by Martinborough. Back over to the left, Alvarado. Kicks it back to Martinborough. He'll drive baseline, skip it off on top. The pull-up jump shot for the long two is an air ball, Rebounding it down is Nysir. Nysir coming up the court, getting pushed and bumped from behind a little bit by Logan Rogers, but no foul call. He's able to control the ball down, and the Ravens are on offense. 3:10 to go in the half. Benedictine with the basketball, trailing by three. On the left side, here's the three launch. The shot rims, no. Kipped up, won't go for Saxton. Gets his own rebound. Ravens are going to reset it. Saxton Thuston, wow. What a tremendous job he does rebounding the basketball. Here's Matt Austin with his shot clock at 8. Matt will cut in the lane. Stop, fall away from 12. Missed it. Rebound, Evangel. And back up with it will come. The Valor. They take a left side of the lane. Try to drive down the lane. Nice here, doing a great defensive job. Here's a spinning move at the baseline, and we're going to get a foul called against Benedict and probably on E. Cruz. Yeah. Eric will have his first foul of the game for Benedict, and that will be team foul two. Evangel is going to bring Ike Egwu into the game for the first time tonight. We have not seen Ike out there. He is a 6'7 senior from Little Elm, Texas. He's been on this club for a long time. Here's a shot from the top of the key for three. Nope, and a rebound down. Benedict and a nice here, Scott. Ravens are going to bring Jaden Timmy back out on the floor. 2:10 left in the half. BC still trails by three. Here's Cruz for three, and we're tied. First points of the game for the Ravens. Eric Cruz and Benedict and down a dozen. Less than 10 minutes ago, has tied the game at 22 with a minute 50 left in the half. Evangel works around to the left side, takes it over to the wing. It's going to be Autry Accord with it. Swings it over to the left side. It's going to be Igwu. Back out on top. It will come Accord. They'll dish it right side. Pritchett tries to back in. It's going to be batted away by Austin. Now Austin up court, one-on-one. Goes in, has the ball ripped out of his hands. Can't believe there was no foul called in. Back the other way will come Evangel. The running three, no. Rebounds, people on the floor. The shot followed up, and is it in and one, or what's happened here? The official says, count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Cruz. Suddenly, he is saddled with two and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Evangel's 6'1 junior, Autry Accord. The free throw, yes. 25-22 Evangel, and a minute 20 before intermission. Up the floor, Nysir Scott. Nysir has no points yet this evening. Nysir works over to the left side to Timmy. Back to Nysir. He will cut into the lane and miss the driving layup. And on the battle for the rebound, it's going to be lost out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. Every time a call is made, which involves in any way, near or distant, Catrell Martinborough, he argues with the official. I mean, and he is like, argues. He argues hard. Now we got Coach Moody out of the floor, and he's saying, wait a minute, aren't we resetting that shot clock? And the official said, yeah, I was down to 9. And now Coach Capel for Evangel is going, wait a minute, why'd you set the reset the shot clock? And now we're going to stop playing. They come over to the scores table, say something. I was scared to death they were going to try to replay that thing and try to get that done. Inbound, it's up and good to Cruz. An assist to Nysir Scott. Cruz for two more, and it's a one-point game, 25-24. 50 seconds left in the half. Valor, a three. No. Rebound, tipped out. Matt Austin clears it. Here comes Benedictman. Matt will slow it down. Braves are going to run their offense. 35 to go in the half, 22 on the shot clock. Austin to Nysir. Braves are going to widen the floor a little bit, trailing by one. Benedictine has never led in this game. Saxton to Nysir. Skips it over to Matt Austin. Back out on top. Cruz, three. No. Rebound. Saxton had it. Lawson is going to go out of bounds. And it will be off Benedictine. 12 seconds left in the half. And Evangel will be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. Benedictine will make some offense, defense switches, taking Cruz out of the game. And taking Austin out of the game. And they're going to bring back in both Ahmad Lewis and Tyson Caffey. Here comes Evangel. They're going to pick it up not until midcourt. Now, we've got a little clock issue, but no big deal. Nelly is going to handle this. This is absolutely nothing to it. 25-24 in a remarkably low-scoring game. I guess it's remarkable because both these teams have great offenses, but why it's not remarkable is tonight's matchup features two of the top scoring defenses in the conference. Evangel third in the conference, limiting their opponents to 67 a game. Benedictine is fourth in the conference. They limit their opponents to 68 a game, and we are well beneath those numbers right now. Crusaders with a one-point lead into the forecourt. 6 seconds to go in the half, now at five. Pass over to the left side with three. The drive to the baseline, off balance, and traveling is called. So the Ravens are going to have 1.4 to get the length of the court. And now Coach Capel making offense-defense switches. You're going to get Autry Accord, and you're going to get Martinboro back in. Ravens are going to have to grab it and go. The upcourt pass, and BC will shoot at the buzzer. It's not going to work, and we have come to halftime. It's been wild out of the floor. Great second half coming up for us. And I'll return here in a moment to summarize the opening half for you. We go to the break here in Atchison, Kansas. At halftime, Evangel, 25, Benedictine, 24.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in the Dola Gymnasium. You can hear the music and the enthusiasm here in the gymnasium at halftime. And Benedictine has battled for behind. Awesomeness, thank you so much. 25-24, Valor in front at halftime. And let's recap that first half scoring, shall we? First of all, for Evangel. 6 points in the opening half for Cade Kaufman. He hit that first bucket right out of the gate, seconds into the game, ended up 2 of 6 from the floor, leading his team with 6. Chase Coffey has 5. 4 for Josh Pritchett, 3 apiece. Salvi and Accord. You've got Oriaki with 2, Antonov with 2 to round out the Evangel scoring. 4 Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis coming off the bench, hitting 2 of 5 3-point shots, 6 points paces away. Eric Cruz has 5, Saxton Thuston 5, 3 apiece for Chris Jackson and Jaden Timmy. Matt Austin, 2 points in the first half on 2 free throws. Matt 0 for 4 from the floor. Benedictine is a team shooting, are you ready for this? 26% from the floor. Evangel shooting 32%. Both teams, way better shooting. Way better shooting teams than that. 3-point shooting. Evangel's 4 of 19. Benedictine is 4 of 17. Not good numbers. At the free throw line, Evangel hit the only one they shot. Benedictine is 4 of 6. Rebounds, virtually even. 23 and 22. apiece for these two teams, and it's been a really close first half. Again, as it was in the first time these two teams met, the Valor jumped out to an early lead. But I tell you what, did not last here tonight, as Benedictine has battled back from a down a dozen to be down one at intermission. Stick around! We got a fantastic second half of college basketball coming your way. But right now we're going to take a brief break. Halftime in Atchison with a halftime score. Benedictine trailing Evangel 25-24. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports studio with yet another incredible halftime.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the Benedictine Ravens versus the Evangel Valor. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a couple of moments. I did want to bring up the Care Country sports schedule. Tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings right around 5:15 to 5:20. On Friday night, we've got a single basketball game in our high school game of the week. It's going to be the Valley Falls Girls versus JCN and has a later start time of 7:30 in the evening. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College basketball as the Ravens will be hosting Clark University. 12 o'clock noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court around 2 p.m. We've got a rare Monday night game as we've got Valley Falls at Marhill Mount Academy. The girls will take to the court at 6 o'clock. The boys will take to the court at 8 o'clock Monday night. We'll be back in just a moment with a look at the women's basketball scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at the women's scores, we have Central Methodist over Graceland at 71-51. It was Missouri Valley at 58 to Parks 48. Clark topped Mount Mercy 77-57. In the William Penn Peru State game, it was a much tighter game with William Penn at 79 points over Peru State's 74 in the women's contest. Grandview beat Culver Stockton 69-54, and Mid-America Nazarene topped Baker resoundingly 70-38. In the game that you listened to earlier here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Ravens had 73 points to the Evangel Valor Ladies 56. We'll be back with the men's scores in just a moment.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Taking a look at some of the men's games in action right now. At the half, it's Missouri Valley 35, Park 32. With 18 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second, it is Mount Mercy 59, Clark 36. At the half, it is Graceland 35, Central Methodist 24. With the half as well, William Penn is leading Peru State with 50 points to Peru State's 39. Grandview also has 50 points over Culver Stockton's 45. And it is Mid-America leading Baker 37-24. In the game that you're listening to right here, right now, we've got Evangel at 25 points to Benedictine's 24. It promises to be an exciting second half.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as the new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 23 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 40, partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows around 15. Mid-30s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday, with highs in the low 50s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 23 tonight, high of 40 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 29.1 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the south at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 45%. Our barometric pressure is steady at 30.15 inches of mercury. The dew point in North Atchison is 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And the wind chill currently at about 8 feet off the ground is 29 degrees. Taking a look around the area, we're sitting at 30 degrees in Valley Falls. Holton is reading 30, Horton is reading 30, and Leavenworth is at 31. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And welcome back once again to the Ralph Doma Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where both teams have just come from the locker rooms and getting out of the court, warming up a little bit prior to the onset of the second half. The halftime score of Angel in front by the most slim possible margin in a low-scoring game is 25-24. Yeah. Raymond's not shooting as well as we get used to them shooting, and part of that is because we're extraordinarily spoiled, okay? Benedictine, at home here in the Nolan this season, hitting 44.4% of their three-point shot at home. On the season, they're hitting, 37% overall, but 44% here at home in the first half of the game today. Benedictine from the outside is only 4 of 17. That is 23%. Evangelist 4 of 19. That takes them down to 21%. Neither team shooting especially well. And again, we talked about it. You got to credit the defenses. The top two scoring defenses in the conference, each of them giving up under 70 points a ball game, 67 and 68 respectively. We're on a pace here to get to 50 points tonight. We'll see how the second half unfolds. Tomorrow night, sports look, Friday night. Action from the Jefferson County North girls basketball tournament of this Saturday. We're going to be right back here in the Nolan, Benedictine at home. And for the second of three consecutive home games, they will be hosting Mount Mercy. So come on up Saturday afternoon. Ladies game 2 o'clock, guys game at 4. Join us here on K-Radio. We'll be there. Evangel, the first team to come off their sideline and out on the floor. Let's see who they're going to have out there. They're going to start with big Pavel Antonov, a 6'8 senior. We got Martin Burrow and Kaufman, Pritchett, and Alvarado, the original starting five. We talked about the international flavor of the Evangel's team. They have Alvarado from Costa Rica. They have got Martin Burrow from the Bahamas. They have got Antonov from Bulgaria. So three of their starting five basketball guys are international students. Here we go. Ravens are going to have it in play to begin the second half. And we are at it. Nice here. Throws the ball away. And Benedictine turns it over. Took them 10 seconds to commit their first turnover of the second half. For Benedictine, that will be their, sixth turnover so far this evening. Here comes Evangel up court for the basketball. They'll put the shot up and lob it up high. And Martin Burrow will go up and lay it in. That is his first point tonight, 27-24 Crusaders. 19 and a half to play in the game. Benedictine with nice here. Out on top of the mat. Over to the right side. Ravens are going to work into the middle. Come back on top. Nice here with it again. Looks to the middle. Goes to Saxton. Back to Scott. Shot clock at 8. At 7. Nice here. Goes in. Gets tripped. Shoots. Scores. But they'll say no. He was fouled and it was on the floor prior to the shot. Benedictine will be putting it in play. The foul is going to be on Pritchett. It's going to be his first foul of the game. And BC with 20 on the shot clock, bringing it back into Eric Cruz. Cruz will go into the lane, change directions, kiss it off the window and miss it. Rebound, Saxton had it, lost it, picks it back up, and trying to go up with the ball, and finally they're going to call a jump ball. They do. It will come to Evangel. But another rebound for Saxton Thuston. 18:50 to go in the game. Crusaders back up the floor with it. They got over to the right side. That's going to be Pritchett. Swings it over to the edge. BC will stay with the player defense. Out on top, it's going to come down to Kate Kaufman. Remember, he started the game with that three-point shot. Spinning. This shot by Martin Burroughs, no good. Rebound. Pulled down by Eric Cruz. And over his back goes Antonov for his first foul of the game. Team foul two for Evangel here in the second half. Ravens putting it in play, trailing by 3 with 18 and a half to go. Ahmad Lewis in the game for the Ravens. Walks it up the floor. Changes direction, starts over to the left side. Skip pass out on top. Cruz Back it comes again. Lewis ran into and just crushed on top. And Pritchett will quickly pick up his second foul. And it seems the Evangel defense has come out of the locker room playing very, very aggressively. They've committed three fouls in the first minute and a half of the second half. And BC will bring it in back up topside again to Nicer. The senior from Topeka, Kansas, with a right-hand dribble. Going to play off the screen from Saxton. Kicks it out to Matt. That's a long three for Matt Austin. It's way short. Rebound. Nicer. What a job getting upstairs to clear that board down. Now Matt Austin will direct a little traffic. Takes the ball on the give and go. Kicks it back across to Nicer. Goes into the lane. Puts a shot out the window. An acrobatic surface shot by Nicer Scott. 27-26. Benedictine back to within one again with 17:40 to go. First point of the second half took the Ravens over 2 minutes. And now, driving across, we're going to get Matt Austin reaching in and tying the ball up on Alvarado. Jump ball, this time the possession goes to Benedictine. Checking into the Evangel lineup is going to be Stefan Salvi. Benedictine up the court continues to look for their first lead of the game. They trailed by as many as a dozen. They tied it up in the last couple of minutes of the half. Went into the locker room down by one. But looking for a lead here. The shot is up and missing. And effort at the rebound is going to be a jump ball. And now the Evangel players work the officials. After every call, they stand and they argue. First season head coach Bert Capel gets in front of the officials with every trip up the floor and argues. Whichever official is closest to him, that's the guy he's talking to. Little head fake from the left side. Then our coach Jenkins did it. If he had a point, he would make it, but he was not complaining and arguing about each trip up the floor. Now the ball is going to be batted away, but a foul is going to be called against Eric Cruz. Cruz in a little trouble now. Ravens are going to need him, but that's his third foul. See how long he's going to stay out there. I think they're going to take him out right now. Can they get it in before the inbound? They did not make the substitution in time, and Cruz is still out there. Inside 17 minutes to play in the game. The long two missing, and rebound, Saxton Thuston. Here comes Benedictine. 16:40 to go. Nice here, Scott. Back to Saxton. Dribbles to the left side of the free throw line. Comes back out on top to Ahmad. Lewis works to the right side. His pass is intercepted. Well anticipated. Coffey shoots and misses the layup, and we're going to have a Benedictine foul. Foul is going to be on Ahmad Lewis. That will be his first foul. Team foul one for the Ravens in the second half. And we're at 16:24 to play in the game. Coming to the line for the fouler, it's going to be Jace Coffey. Jace stepping up there is a 79.5% free throw shooter and misses that one. That wasn't even close. 5 points in the ball game for Coffey. Looking for his sixth. He has a two, a three, and still looking for a one. A couple of substitutions in for Evangel. A couple of substitutions in for Benedictine. Free throw. No, he misses them both, and Cruz, still in the game, pulls down that rebound. Coach Moody says, bring that thing across midcourt. I thought he was going to take a timeout, maybe, but no. Matt Austin goes left, kicks it out on top, into the corner. Saxton passes it up to Timmy. Back to Matt. Shot clock at 7. Ball kicked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Ravens with 5. 5 on the shot clock, 16 minutes to go. Ahmad Lewis will inbound it. Ravens are going to have to realize the time on the clock and get this one up quickly. The feet underneath Saxton, up and in, and they knew what they were doing. And for the first time tonight, Benedictine is in front. It is 28-27. 15:50 to go. The three on the other end. No. Rebound. Cruz again. So Benedictine has the ball for the first time tonight with a lead. 15:40 to go in the ball game. Matt Austin with it on top. Raven fans looking for Matt to find the range. He's going to have the ball knocked away from behind. It's going to go out of bounds, and Bert Capel is completely across midcourt now. Completely, physically, beyond the midcourt line, yelling at the official. 15:29 to play in the game. Of course, with the Wycoming Vans, we talk about all the time how teams and players kind of intrinsically adapt to the coach and his demeanor. Well, this Evangel team very much mirrors what we see Coach Capel like on the sideline. Ravens are going to substitute, and Tyson Caffey will come in for Cruz. Evangel with the ball, back out topside, back into the middle of Salvi, falls away, shoots, missed it. Rebound slapped out on top. That's kind of a new thing that teams do. Driving in, the running shot off the window, and good, what a play! Ahmad Lewis has eight. 30-27. And I talk about a new thing. A player who's unable to really come down with a rebound just slaps it, like slapping at a volleyball, knocking it out on top. And now the ball's going to be stolen by Saxton, and he gets fouled in the backcourt. And again, the Evangel player yells at the official. I can't believe they take it. Hawtree Accord picks up the foul with 14:40 to go, and Matt Austin coming off the floor. That's a very frustrated player. He's over there shaking his head and having a long talk with Coach Moody. Got a ball nervous, stolen from Ahmad, but he's able to rescue it. Feeds in the middle of Tyson. He loses the handle. Now he's passed underneath. It's nearly thrown away, and it's on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Evangel. So Kathy with a turnover, and 14:20 to go in the ball game. Benedictine leading it by three. Down the floor it's going to go. The spin into the middle and slipping and falling to the floor. And what great defense underneath by Ahmad Lewis. He is playing better and better every game. BC up the floor. Lewis will bring it up court. Ahmad walks it up. Starts to the right. Plays off the screen. They switch. Here's Ahmad. Another really long three. Oh, yes! What a shot by Ahmad Lewis! Two steps above the three-point ring. Ahmad. And the crowd is beginning to get involved in this game. Benedictine now leading at 33-27. We're at 13:45 to play. Here we get a whistle and a fouling against Benedictine's Chris Jackson. Chris picking up personal foul number one for Benedictine. It'll be team foul three in the second half. Evangel has committed four. We're getting pushing and shoving on the inbound. Coach Moody's now across midcourt yelling at the officials to stop this. Now the officials have pulled the players into the middle. And he's lecturing them, but he's not making any penalty. Coach Moody is really not happy. And these guys pushing and shoving, and there's the technical. This is what they've been waiting for. The shoving and pushing and mayhem out of the floor. And now we'll get the call from the officials as they come over to the scorer's table. Coach Capel is about ready to really come unglued. And are we getting a stoppage of play, a timeout? What's going to happen here? The players are coming over, like, toward their coaching staff. The technical foul is going to be on Salvi. He's the guy who just kept shoving from behind. I mean, two-handed push, shoves. They're not giving teams timeout. They were coming out, all of them are going over to their respective benches, and now it'll be Evangel putting it in play. Again, right in front of the band. .13:40 to go. It is Evangel. They're going to bring it in over to the left side. It's going to come into Accord. Here's a really long three. Looks good. Rims out. No good. It's way upstairs. Saxton Thuston with a rebound. Here comes Benedictson. Coach Moody on his feet, telling his team, slow it down, spread it out a little bit. 13:20 to go. Over to the left side, Timmy. Wants to lob underneath Canton. Chris Jackson totally snoozing out there. The pass from Timmy right at him. And Chris starts to jump up. Then pulls his hands back. There was nobody near him. He was the only available target. And Timmy's beautiful pass goes out of bounds. 13:13 to go in the game. Ravens still up by half a dozen. Put a basketball is Cade Kaufman. Evangel back down on offense. Kaufman at the top. Well defended by Thuston. Shot clock at single digits. Out on top is going to be Pritchett. The spinning shot off the way to a nicely done. Coffey has his seventh point of the game. 33-29. 12:45 to play. Benedictson into the forecourt. Here comes Ahmad. He starts to the top, keeps the dribble alive. Little skip pass over to Timmy. Back, it'll come to Ahmad all the way around the horn. He'll cut into the lane, twist, turn, puts the shot up, fouled it. And Ahmad Lewis coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Coffey. It is going to be his first foul. It'll be Ballard team foul six. Now we got Coach Capel. He's got an official in front of him, and he is just screaming in his ear. The free throw is up and good by Ahmad Lewis, and Ahmad's having a fantastic game. 12.5 to go in the game. Matt Austin comes back in. Chris Jackson goes out. Chris immediately heads over to the stationary bike. Second free throw by Ahmad is also good. Lewis is going to come out. Great shit in the game, and back in will come nice here, Scott. Also into the game for Benedictson, Eric Cruz. So we got Cappy and Cruz, Thuston, Austin, and Scott. It is 35-29 Benedictson. The hook shot to the baseline misses. Tyson Cappy rebounds it down to Matt Austin. Matt up the right side of the floor. Skip pass down low. Tyson on the court. Kicks it over to Nicer. Eric hits three. Whoa, wouldn't quite go. Rebound, Evangel. That was a well-executed play down the court. It was a shot they wanted, and it looked good. Ravens couldn't ask for much better than that. 11.5 to go in the game. The drive down to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul on Tyson, I think. Fisher walks over and lets us know that that is, in fact, the case. Tyson Canty, foul number one, and at 11:40 to go in the game. Evangel putting it in play through offensive baseline. Looking down low, they bring it into Cade Kaufman. Back around to the right side, it's a Coffey. No room there. Kaufman, he goes three, drains it. Kaufman, tremendous perimeter shooter, has his third three of the game, and it's 35-32. 11.5 to go. Here's Nicer with the top side to Tyson. Underneath Saxton. Up, and it rolls out. Saxton gets his own rebound, and he is fouled on the floor. Saxton Thuston. The foul is going to be on Coffey. It'll be his second. Benedictson will have it in down to the baseline with 11:17 left. We're going to see Salvi out of the game, and Evangel will put Autry Accord back in. At the line for Benedictson, Saxton Thuston, one of two at the line, 7 points tonight. This free throw is no good, and the front half of the 1-1 does not drop, rebounding it down. Evangel, Benedictson placed all four players in the backcourt. Here they come down the court, little dish out on top. Cade Kaufman looked like a travel, no whistle, gets it over to Martinborough. Now they go to the baseline of Kaufman, it's off his hands, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Benedictson basketball, and only out of the game for a moment, we see the return of Ahmad Lewis. This time it's going to be Saxton coming out the floor, but for Saxton, it's a matter of getting a little breather here. He's got to be exhausted. 11 minutes exactly to go in the game. Ravens with a basketball, they lead it by three. couple of teams deadlocked at the top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. Matter of fact, deadlocked with two other teams, four teams tied for first. Here's Matt Austin out on top. Ahmad, three. No. Rebound, Tyson. And it's going to go out of bounds. So say Tyson touches the baseline with his foot. 10:40 to play. Now, Coach Capel is going to bring Ike Egwu back in. Ike came in for the first time in the game very, very late in the opening half. Did not really do anything. No points, no fouls, no rebounds. Here's Evangel with the basketball. 10.5 to go in the game. Martinborough goes into the lane, in a little trouble, has his pass batted away. It's on the floor. It's going to be taken away by Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine up the floor. Matt Austin comes down the right side with the ball and gets it into the forecourt. Stumped on the 28-foot mark. Accelerates into the lane. Defender wraps, reaches around from behind, and he'll pick up a foul, and it's going to be on Accord. Autry Accord, foul number three. Monrique Alvarado. Back in for the Valor, taking out Martinborough. Right back in is going to come Salvi. And he will be in for... No, he's taking a core down now. So, Coach switched him around. And Matt Austin at the free throw line. First one, yes. Now, you'll find this hard to believe, I know. Certainly I do. Matt Austin, that was his third point of the game. The only points Matt has are three free throws tonight. Timmy back into the ball game, and Benedictine will take Tyson Caffey out. Second free throw, good. So Matt Austin is 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 4 points. He hasn't really gotten a lot of shots off. He's 0 for 5 from the floor. And here's Evangel with the basketball. Benedictine pushes their lead back to 37-32. And we are 10 minutes. The next dead ball is going to be a defensive time, or a timeout. Now we're going to get a foul against Benedictine. The shot down to the baseline, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it, instead of on the backside, they're going to call it on the front side against Derrick Cruz, and I have him at 4. That will be our media timeout. Before free throws are shot for Evangel, we're taking a break. Joseph, it occurs here with 9:53 to go in a low, low scoring, high, high, high intensity game. Your score, Benedictine 37, Evangel 32.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as the new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With the Benedictine Pep Band in the background, we have 9:53 to go in this men's college basketball game. It's been a great one. In the opening game this evening, it was the Benedictine ladies coming away with an impressive 73-56 win over the Evangel women. Out of the court for the Ravens and Coach Moody, right there's got Matt Austin, Ahmad Lewis. You got Jaden Timmy out there, and rounding it out is going to be Saxton Thuston. Coming to the free throw line for Evangel, Ike Egwu. Ike at the line. Free throw. Hits the pack. Jumps straight up and falls in. Good bit of fortune for Ike. Second free throw is up. It's not even close. And the rebound, Timmy can't reach it. It's going to be taken away by Evangel. So, great opportunity for them to creep closer in this game with 9:40 to go. They'll have the ball on the left side. Salvi has it. Goes to the free throw line to Pritchett. Pritchett working against Saxton. He'll fall away and hit along too. 6 points in the game for Josh Pritchett. 37-35. 9:20 to play. Ravens move the ball around the left side. Ahmad Lewis goes into the lane, knocked to the floor, no foul called, and they're going to say the shot knocked away cleanly. And back up with the book come, Evangel. Over to the left side, Salvi. He'll crank three and hit. And Evangel's back in front on the three-point shot, the second of the game by Stephen Salvi. 38-37, Ravens down one. Inside 9 minutes to play. Nice here. Skips it to Timmy. Back out to Matt. Feet underneath. Thuston gets fouled. Knocked to the floor. He jumps up and he's okay again. The foul was on the shot. It is going to be on Monrique Alvarado. It's only his second foul of the game. No one in. Any real foul trouble for Evangel. Accord has three, but no one else with more than two, although they have five guys with two. Boosted at the free throw line. He missed his last effort, but that one goes in. Saxton ties the game at 38. .843 to go. Thuston's second one for the lead is up and short, and the rebound is on the floor, rolling around, and it'll be picked up by Evangel. Tie game. Another outlet pass by the Valor. Gets away up court. Benedictine is going to have the back end. Thuston will do the inbound work. Again, out of the floor for Benedictine. Scott, Timmy Austin, Thuston and Lewis. For Evangel, Alvarado and Pritchett, Kaufman, Salvi and Igwu. And, of course, you're noticing that Jaden Bristol not out there. It'll be the second game, the one at Penn, and now this one is he's nursing an injured ankle. Driving in, the shot, Ahmad! How did he hit that shot? It was off the window and good for Ahmad Lewis. 40-38, Benedictine, and we've got 8 minutes to play. Evangel kind of stretching the floor a little bit now. Winding it out. Here's a three from the left side. Way too strong. And an offensive rebound, and they're going to call Timmy for undercutting. As the defender went up for the offensive rebound, Ike Igwu, he comes down only to find himself landing kind of on top of Timmy. So, Jaden Timmy, foul number two tonight, and both teams are in the bonus. Ike at the line. He was 1-for-2 a moment ago. First one here, missing. And a rebound by Evangel. The feed underneath to Ike. And another Benedictine foul. And I think it's going to be another one on Timmy. No, it's not. It's going to be on Ahmad Lewis. So for Ahmad, foul number two. Timmy's coming out. Thuston's coming out. Is Cruz returns to the floor, and along with him comes Tyson Cathy. 7:41 to play in the ballgame. And again, Igwu at the free throw line. He's now 1-of-3. Front half of a 1-and-1. That one he will hit. 40-39. And a chance to tie it up again for the Valor. Ike Igwu. Sends this one up, and no good. Tyson Cathy with the rebound, and Benedictine hanging on to the one-point lead. Igwu out of Little Elm, Texas, but he's a big guy out there. Igwu, 6'7", 6'8". BC feeds it down low to Tyson Cathy, gets it out to Matt Austin. Ravens still looking for Matt to get his first points of the game, and Evangel working hard to not allow that. Here's a runner for Austin. It's up, it's no good, and the rebound cleared down by the Valor. Here they come. Alvarado down court, realizes he's 1-on-3 and does the right thing, slows it down, brings it back out on top. Pritchett will have it, goes into the lane, his shot up, but nope, we got an offensive foul. .706 to go in the ball game. Wave off that shot of the Ravens coming up the floor. They lead by one. Nice here, Scott brings it up. Lines over to the left side, out on top, E. For three, no. Rebound underneath Cathy, and he's fouled. official comes over. It's going to be three by Cade Kaufman. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line. This time stepping up there for the Ravens. The free throw is going to be up and good for Tyson Cassie. Tyson's not a good free throw shooter. That was a beautiful shot. He hits 48.5% of his free throws. And he will miss the second one here. And on the rebound, going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. So Tyson Cathy has his first point of the game. And the Ravens go up by two at 41-39. And this continues to be a remarkably low-scoring game here in Atchison, Kansas tonight. A couple of men's college basketball teams, top two defenses in the conference, and it shows tonight. 6:40 to play. Evangel works down to the left side. Now the ball is going to be knocked away, and the official over on the wing is going to call a Benedictine foul on Nicer. For Nicer, Scott, it is foul number one tonight. But for Benedictine, it'll be team foul nine. It'll be a 1-1 for Evangel. And from here on out, both teams are going to be in the double bonus at the line for the Valor Alvarado. Alvarado is a 76.5% free throw shooter. That first one is perfect. And that was his first point of the game. Evangel's going to make a little substitution here. Long look at it. It's up. Rolls around and good. And we're tied again now at 41. 6.5 to play. The crowd, you can just feel the tension in the gym. Thompson with the Chris Jackson's back in for the first time in a while. BC works around to the right side at Ice Pier. With Chris, you bring some shooting ability. You bring a lot of speed to the game. Here's a three-man Austin. Wide left. Missed. Rebound underneath to Tyson. Cassie back out on top to Matt. He'll shoot again. Too strong. Rebound underneath Nicer. Follows it. Missed it. Rebound underneath Matt Austin. Matt kicks it over. Ravens mishandle it. Benedict's going to bring it back out on top. Wow, what a sequence. Tremendous offensive rebounding by BC. And driving in, we get a travel on Nicer. Ravens are going to turn it over with 5:50 to play, and we're going to get a timeout taken. Joseph, we're going to take a break. What a finish is in store. It's a tie game. 5:53 to go. Benedictine 41, Evangel 41.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Huddled around their respective coaching staff, and I tell you what, these teams have battled and battled, and it has been an extremely entertaining game, and a great crowd on hand here this evening has been able to enjoy it. We've still got 5:53 to go. It is tied at 41. Both teams will be in the double bonus with the next foul, so we're going to see a lot of free throws probably down the stretch. Benedictine on the floor with Nicer Scott and Chris Jackson. We've got Matt Austin and Eric Cruz and Tyson Cathy. Those are the Raven Five. Evangel up the floor. Pritchett and Kaufman is out there. They've got Coffey back in. Here's a jump shot for two that misses, and the rebound tipped out. Matt Austin brings it down. Matt drives left. He goes in. Goes up. No. And he's fouled hard. Gets up. He's okay. So Pritchett and Kaufman, Coffey, Salvi, Accord. That is going to be the third foul of the game by Coffey. All of them have come here in the second half, and Benedict in at the free throw line, and again, Matt Austin up there. First one, yep. And still tonight, Matt Austin has scored only from the free throw line. Ravens go back up by one at 42-41. Second shot, got them both. 43-41, Benedictson. You get Ahmad Lewis back into the game. Saxton Thuston coming back in for Benedictson as Cruz and Jackson check out. 5.5 to play in the game as Evangel gets into the forecourt. Out on top is going to be Alvarado. Little hook pass over to the left side of the lane. Elbows punching a little bit. Now a spinning shot is up. Nope. Rebound tipped around. The Ravens are going to come down with it. Here comes Nysir. Races into the forecourt. Takes it down the right side. Pulls up with the dribbling. Works around to the left side now. Dishes into the corner to Matt Austin. Matt loses the handle for a moment. His cross-court pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. They're going to call Matt for a turnover. Matt is having some struggles tonight. Matt, a great scorer, has been, but he's 0 for 8 from the floor, but fortunately 6 for 6 from the free throw line. And now a 3 on the other end is up and good by Pritchett. His first 3 of the game, and Evangel has taken a lead. It is 44-43. Evangel by 1. And we've got 4:44 to go. Benedictson looking to answer. Nysir has it right side. Long cross court. Back out on top to Matt. Austin works left. Top side it comes. Going into the lane. Slipping and falling to the floor. And just, his feet just shot out from underneath him. And Ahmad Lewis was putting a bit of a move on. And it was as if he had just hit a sheet of ice out there. Here comes Evangel with the ball in the lead. They're in front 44-43 with 4:22 left. They'll take a wind to the right side to Kaufman. He's the guy that scares me always. Here's Pritchett with it. Hit the big three on the last trip up court. Pritchett looks it over to the baseline left. Big man will launch a three. That was an air ball that wasn't even close. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be off Benedictson. Back it will come to Evangel with 7 on the shot clock. That shot by James Coffey from deep on the left side was nowhere near the rim. Ravens are going to take. They're going to bring Timmy in, and they're going to take Tyson Caffey out of the game. And now, Evangel having trouble getting the ball in play, and Coach Capel will take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph taking a break with the Valor. 4:06 remain. Evangel 44, Benedictson 43.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
We're out on the gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens down by 1 to Evangel with 4:06 to go, and it is Valor basketball. 7 on the shot clock as they bring it in. It comes out on top, and they're going to have a foul on Ahmad on the inbound play. It will be Ahmad Lewis, his third foul of the game. So for the Ravens, Aaron Cruz has 4, Ahmad 3. Jaden Timmy, 2, no one else with more than 1. And at the line is Josh Pritchett. He is a good, good shooter. His first free throw, no. As he comes to the free throw line tonight, Pritchett, 77% free throw shooter on the season, having hit 42 of 55 coming in tonight. That was his first free throw ever to the evening, and the Ravens are going to bring Cruz back into the game. Second shot, he'll hit. Ravens trail by a pair now in 45-43. And we go inside 4 minutes to play, and we're going to get a Ravens timeout. Joseph, I thought we just did that, didn't we?
Well,
at this point, we're probably good enough at it. We should do it again. 4 minutes to go in the game. Fowler 45, Ravens 43.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Four minutes to play in this game tonight, and it's just a busy, busy sports time here on Care Radio. Joseph has regaled you with our upcoming sports schedule, which includes Sports Look tomorrow night here on Care Radio, high school basketball from the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament on Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon right back here in the Nolan. Benedictine with Mount Mercy at 2-4. The Ravens begin a three-game homestand. And the season is winding down. Hard to believe that after tonight, I believe it's seven remaining. Today is game 21 for the Benedictine men. Saxton Thuston is back in the game for the Ravens, and so is Eric Cruz. Out there with Matt Austin, Nicear Scott, and Jaden Timmy. Benedictine with the ball. Matt, it's a long three. He hits it! There it is! Matt Austin for three! A huge shot to the Ravens are in front. 46-45 with 3:40 to go. The shot on the other end misses. Rebound tipped around. Saved down by Evangel. The follow shot misses. Cruz with the board. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens will walk into the fourth quarter. Nice here, Scott. BC by one. They'll skip pass over to the right side, and we've got a whistle off the ball from I don't even know where down to the baseline. They're calling a foul on Josh Pritchett for Evangel. Rebounds for Pritchett. Benedictine will put Eric Cruz on the line. Again, both teams in the double bonus. Cruz has not scored in the second half, has only five in a game, and this free throw is not even close. One more shot coming up. Still 46-45, Benedictine. But still, these teams struggling to score points. Second free throw right there. Half a dozen points for Cruz. Ravens lead by a pair, 47-45. We are down to 3:15 left. Here's a long three, way short. Rebounded off the floor by Evangel. They're going to keep it alive. Here's Kaufman over to Pritchett. Kaufman's the guy that can't. I've said it. He's the one that scares me. Eight on the shot clock. Here's a three. Got it! And that was none of them. That was Alvarado for his first points of the game. And the Ravens trail again at 48-47. 2:43 left. Nice here. Gets it over to Timmy. To Matt. Matt plays off the screen. They switch nicely. He's not open. Kicks it down low to Timmy. Back out on top. Nicear for three. Too strong. Rebound tipped around. It's on the floor. Saved by Nicear. And we get a foul on the rebound, and they're going to call it, I think, on Saxton. So for Thuston, it'll be foul number one tonight. And we will go back to the other end of the floor, and it will be Evangel coming to the line. At the free throw line tonight, Evangel hitting half of their free throws. 6 of 12, Benedictine hitting a little over half, 13 of 19. The lefty's free throw is up, and it is good. And Salvi has hit three in a row at the free throw line. He's got a couple of three-point shots. Then Stephen Salvi having a big night. One more shot. Evangel leads by two and now by three. It is 50-47, and we've got only 2:19 to play. Nicear will have it up top side. Nicear Scott slides to the right, brings it back on top, swings it over to the left side. Back out to Matt. It's a three. No, can't get it to fall. Rebound. Saved away by Autry Acord. Here comes Evangel. Inside 2 minutes to play. Evangel with the basketball. They lead it by three. Skip out on top to Bridget. They want a good shot. Here's the three. Way off the mark. That was not a great shot taken by Kate Kaufman. Benedictine into the forecourt, and we get a timeout. Taking a break with the Ravens. A minute 32 left in the game. Fowler 50, Ravens 47.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
With a minute 32 to play here tonight, the crowd is settled in. They've gotten a little loud moments in the game, but they have not really been able to make their presence really, really known. Ravens need a big shot. Needs something good to happen for them right here, trailing by three. For Benedictine, Eric Cruz settled with four fouls. Ahmad Lewis has three. Two on Jaden Timmy. Nobody else with more than one. For Evangel, you got three players. No, make it four players with three fouls apiece. Coming out of the court for the Valor, Enrique Alvarado and Josh Pritchett out there. You've got Kate Kaufman, Stephen Salvi, and rounding it out is Autry Accord. Benedictine with Scott, Timmy, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. Here we go, Ravens putting it in play. Over to the right side, Matt Austin drives inside, dumps it over to the edge. BC back on top. Cruz, a quick three. Trigger pulled. No. Pushed up and in by Thuston. Saxton for two, and it's a one-point game. 50-49 with a minute 7 to go. Now the crowd coming to its feet across the way. The student section coming up, waving for the rest of the fans, and here they come. In the Nolan, 12 seconds on the shot clock with less than a minute to play. Evangel spread the floor out. Going to the left side, driving down low. The runner misses. Rebound, Benedictine. Cruz comes down with the basketball. 40 seconds to go. Ravens with the ball, and they trail by one. In the forecourt to Cruz. Ravens getting a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. 36 seconds to go. Fowler, 50. Benedictine, 49.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's exciting here in the Nolan tonight. You thought it might be. You hoped it would be. And it has all come to fruition here this evening. 50-49, Valor in front. Remember when these two teams met earlier in the season? Ravens got behind early in the ballgame and were not able to get back over the hill. It was a 78-67 win for Evangel down in the Ashcroft Center in Springfield that night. Out of the floor, Alvarado, Pritchett, Kaufman. Salvi in the court for Evangel, for Benedictine, Scott, Timmy, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. Ravens putting it in play right at the end of the scorer's table on the forecourt, and here we go. Cruz will have it on the right side for Benedictine. He's going to be guarded by Pritchett. Cruz goes left side, Timmy, pass up the three. Timmy needs some help. Needs some help. Comes out on top of the ninth here, and the Ravens are going to take another timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. What do you say? For Benedictine, now you've got 7 on the shot clock. You've got 23 seconds to play. You trail by 1. You're going to have the ball in play right in front of your bench in the forecourt. The question is, who's got the hot hand for Benedictine tonight? And the answer is, well, nobody on the floor so much, because Ahmad Lewis has your hottest hand at 5 of 11 shooting, but he's not in the game. Saxton is 4 of 7, 0 of 1 outside. Matt Austin, 1 of 10 shooting the ball tonight. Cruz is 2 of 8. Chris Jackson's out of there. He's 1 of 3. Jake Timmy's 1 of 4. Nysir's 1 of 6. Tyson Cavney, not on the floor, is 0 for 3. So, for Benedictine, they have not shot the ball particularly well. I mean, right now they're at 28%. Ravens going to bring it into Matt. Austin goes left with 5. Pulls up the trigger, goes up, draws a 3-shot foul. He head faked Kate Kaufman. Kaufman, foul number 4. And Matt Austin looking, coming to the line for 3. And now the official again is scolding Stephen Salvi. And the Evangel team headed for the side. And now the officials are coming over to the scorer's table. Are we going to have a review of video, perhaps? We'll hang on to it right here. That is exactly what is happening. I think it must be looking at something beyond Matt Austin being fouled. And he was clearly going up in an effort to make a shot. He was clearly above the three-point arc. So I think those things are very definite, unless there was some other thing going on off the ball. Oh, they're going to call it a 2. They're going to say it was a 2-shot. And I thought Matt was well outside, but the officials say no. They're coming to the line for Benedictine, Matt Austin. And we're going to get an Evangel timeout. Joseph, we're just hanging on to it. I mean, there are 18 seconds left in this game. It's a one-point contest. Matt will be coming up for a pair of free throws. And one would tie, 2 would give you a lead. But Evangel then will have a lot of time, 18 seconds. Benedictine has no timeouts left. The Valor have 3 remaining. So for BC, no more stoppages of play. Ravens are going to be Matt Austin at the line. Right side of the lane is going to be Tyson Caffey. On the left side, Saxton Thuston. In deep, deep, deep in the backcourt, Eric Cruz and Nysir Scott. And Nysir's going to work up back toward midcourt because he had a fellow down that he was guarding. The first free throw misses. So after having hit his first 6 free throws consecutively in the game, Matt Austin cannot hit the front one here. He needs this one to tie this game. Let's see how quiet it is. Second free throw, missed it badly. Rebound out of bounds, and it is Evangel ball. So Matt Austin can hit neither free throw, and the Ravens are unable to come up with a rebound. It will be Evangel ball. Benedictine is going to take Austin out of the game, and in for him, they're going to bring on Lewis. Now we're going to get an Evangel timeout, and I'm a little surprised maybe the Coach Capel doing that. I thought maybe with the Ravens with no timeouts remaining that he might just want to get that clock running and make Benedictine figure out something on the fly. For the Ravens, now an opportunity to determine who you're going to try to foul. If you can't come up with a steal on the initially and immediately on the inbound play, you're going to try to look to foul somebody. And now we're going to look up and down the roster for Evangel and see if there is a likely candidate. The most likely be Antonov, but he is not going to be on the floor. They're not going to have him out there. Alvarado on the floor, 76%. You're going to have Pritchett out there, 76%. You got Kaufman out there, 79%. Look across it for Salvi. He is a 66% shooter. So he or Cord, who is a 57% shooter. But he hasn't had that many opportunities, really, 11 and 19. So, you know, Coach Moody and his staff have studied all of these things. Let's see what they decide to do here. Got Chris Jackson back in. It's an offense-defense thing. The ball comes in, and we immediately have a foul and smart play by Evangel. They put the ball in the hands of maybe the best shooter, maybe the coolest guy out there for Evangel, and that's Cade Kaufman. The good news for Benedictine is the most Evangel can do is lead by three. They lead by one now, and two free throws coming up for Cade Kaufman. He's hit three threes. He hasn't had a free throw shot tonight, and the first one fails. Say what, the band and the crowd, I don't know if it makes a difference. You know, basketball players would say, some of them, I don't hear any of that. I don't know. But shooting toward the pit end, toward the south goal, has really been tough for Evangel tonight. One more shot coming up for the Valor, Cade Kaufman. Looking to put his team up by two, and he will. So Kaufman hits that one, and it's 51-49. Ravens coming up with 14 seconds left, no timeout. Driving down, Ahmad goes in, goes up, gets fouled. Ahmad Lewis. Now, with 8 seconds remaining, Ahmad Lewis will come to the free throw line looking to tie this game. This is, by the way, the foul on Salvi. The free throw by Ahmad. You can hear it. It is good. By the way, that is the fourth foul of the game for Salvi. And Evangel is going to take a timeout. They're wanting to decide, here's what we do. If he hits the shot, if he misses the shot, what are our options? What is going to be our course of action with 8.1 to go in the game? 51-50. Valor. And there's so many other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight. Full slate of action. And let's just check and see how many of these games have already gone final. I suspect there have to be a handful by now, aren't there? Mount Mercy defeated Clark 106-74. Park won 72-54. Grayson over Central Methodist, 72-55. It was Penn over Peru, 95-81. Grandview defeats Comer, 89-66. Mid-America over Banker by 10, 70-60. This is the final game playing in the conference tonight. And there are 8 seconds left here. One more free throw coming up for Benedictine and Ahmad Lewis. And again, Ahmad has been playing so, so well. Better and better every week. Let's see how this second free throw goes. The crowd's going to tell you. We are tied at 51. 8 seconds to go. Evangel has one timeout left. Ravens have none. What are they going to do? They bring it in. Ravens do not want to foul. 5 seconds. Drive it down with four. Then fall away from 15. Short. Benedictine rebound. We are going to overtime. We'll be back here in the Nolan. Going to OT. The score, Benedictine 51, Evangel 51.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. We go to overtime in tonight's men's college basketball game to the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Ravens and the Valor deadlocked at 51. For Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here. Good to have you along with us. Hope you're having as much fun as we are. Ravens did not shoot well in this game as we go to overtime, hitting 28% of their shots, 22% of their threes, and only 65% of their free throws. Evangel, not a lot better. 32%, 26%, and 56% of the jump ball pulled down by Benedict Bennett. You know who pulled that down, right? The guy who's having a huge game, Ahmad Lewis. Ravens with a basketball. Ahmad leading the team in scoring tonight. He's got 17. Driving down. The shot. Nice here. Up. No good. No foul called in. Through the, be careful there. Valor comes down with the basketball. Half a minute into the OT. Evangel to the right block. The big guy backs in. Skyhooks. No. Rebound. Cruz takes it away from Matt Pavel Antonov. Benedict up the floor. Nice here to Cruz. Eric will cut into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Hits the driving layup. Eric Cruz. The first points in overtime. And it's 53-51. And we're inside 4 minutes to go in the OT. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be Pritchett. Beats Kaufman. Falling. Shooting. Missing. Got fouled. Foul is going to be whistled against Benedictson and awarded to Saxton Thuston. It will be his second foul of the game. Coming to the line for Evangel, a guy who could have iced the game and failed to do that, Kate Kaufman misses another free throw. Kate Kaufman. Antonov is being taken out of the game by Coach Capel. Now Thuston will come out for Benedictson. Saxton checking out, and Isaac Caffey's back in. Kate Kaufman, one more shot, rolls it in. Ravens lead 53-52, 3:47 to play in the overtime. Here's Matt Austin. Going down the right side, accelerates in, twists, turns, throws it across. Nicer steps in, lobs it back out on top. Matt, it's three, short, rebound. Crusader, Evangel. 3:20 to go. The ball's going to be stripped away from home of it. Evangel's going to save it out on the right edge. Dalby with it. Back out on top. Here's a shot, Pritchett, no, rebound. Saved down by Evangel. He'll go to the right side. Bunny hop, the shot blocked out of bounds. And the thing is Benedictson basketball. 3:07 to play. Ravens have the ball. They lead by one at 53-52. Here comes Nicer. Each team with two timeouts. You get two awarded to you in the overtime. Nicer works over toward the Raven bench. Comes back off to the right. Matt Austin deep in the right edge. Starts at the top. back to the right side is going to go. Ravens being very patient. Back it away with it is Ahmad Lewis. Comes off the screen, goes into the lane, pulls up the runner, missed it, and you're going to get a foul on Ahmad. Lewis, after missing the shot, ran in to his opponent. That is Ahmad's fourth personal foul, and again, Benedictson just having trouble scoring. We will find, let's see, who's coming up here for Evangel. Now the officials are coming back over again to review the video. Saxon Thuston's at the scores table. And what's happening here, of course, like we see so often, particularly in these games, you see offensive, defensive substitutions. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the overtime. Ravens leading up by one at 53-52. But we have free throws coming up for Evangel. Not really sure who were having taking those free throws. For Benedictine, four fouls now on Ahmad Lewis and on Eric Cruz for Evangel. Kate Kaufman and Steven Salvi each with four. Then three on Pritchett, three on Coffey, three on Accord. For Benedictine, no one with three. Other than those two guys with four, and then no one with more than two. Tomorrow night on K-Radio, it is Sports Look. Coming about 5:15, 5:20, as soon as Brian and the guys are done with the K-Radio Evening Report. And Gus and I will be on with Sports Look, kind of catching you up on what's going on. We're going to tell you all about this game here tonight and many, many, many others and a lot of things and stuff. So join us for that. Friday night, it'll be high school hoop action from the Chippewa County North Girls Invitational Tournament. Then Saturday afternoon, back with these Benedictine Ravens again here in the Nolan. 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys, as Benedictine will be hosting Mount Mercy. And again, now, this is always problematic for me, is these teams are hot, they're warmed up, they're going up and down, there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of things that go into the game, and by standing and watching the videos for so long, you just lose so much of that. You got to make a decision, and you got to get on with the game. Sometimes the technology just gets in the way of playing the game. Scoreboard shows 2:38 to go, and I know it's overtime. I know that every second is hugely important. I get all of that, but there's something to be said for maintaining the ebb and flow of the game, the integrity of the game, and all that seems to get lost when you have these long, long interludes where these officials are just staring at the video. I mean, if you cannot see it, make a decision. If you can, look at it and call that. But you can't just be doing this for so long. And you know what? When you're done, nothing changes. It's 2:38. And coming to the line for the Valor is going to be a Cord. He's got 3 points tonight. One free throw. First one here is perfect. And that free throw ties the game at 53. And that one gives the Valor the lead at 54-53. 2:38 to go. In the overtime, Evangel is 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and Benedictine has hit a 2-point shot. Here's Eric Cruz with the basketball. He will drive in, have it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be picked up and stolen from Cruz. Here comes Evangel. They lead by one with 2:15 to play, and they've got the basketball. Ravens with a unforced turnover. Out on top, Alvarado. Quickly to the left side. It's going to be Salvi. They'll skip it down low. Shot clock at 9:08. 2 minutes to go. The driving layup. Short. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Ahmad. Here comes Lewis. He works down the left side. Going to slow it up and wait for his team. Saxton to Ahmad. Lewis over to Matt. He'll pull up for three, Austin. No, it won't go again. And the ball is on the floor, and we're getting it tied up. and Evangel wanted a timeout, but I don't think that they had a possession. And now, what is the call? And now we've got Kate Kaufman getting right up front and center with the official over there, and they're going to say a jump ball, and it's going to Evangel. Minute 35 to play. Evangel with the basketball, leading by 154-53. So low scoring here tonight. Gotta love it, don't you? Thinking about the really long three. McCord puts it back in. Holds it down. Alvarado. Out on top, Salvi. Kicks it over to the right side. Back it comes to Pritchett. Shot clock at four. Shot clock at three. Shot block! And they're going to call Cruz for a three-shot foul. And now, do we have Evangel player claiming an injury? They're going to say that Cruz, who went for a block, and I thought had gotten a block of the three-point shot, Eric Cruz, that'd be a fifth foul. Coming to the free throw line for Evangel. The first one, no. Autry Accord misses the first. He's got a couple of more. Second one, misses. One more shot for Accord with a minute 8 to play. Fowler leading Benedictine 54-53. Accord. Both teams still have two timeouts. The crowd, you can hear him. The third one is good. So now it is 55-53. And Ravens coming to the forecourt, taking a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, a break in overtime with only a minute 4 left. It's Evangel 55, Benedictine 53.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
Back with you here in the Nolan, 1:04 to go in overtime. It is a 55-53 Evangel lead over Benedictine. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here. Benedictine has just utilized its first overtime timeout. Let's see what Coach Moody has planned right here. Coming out on the floor for Evangel, I see Enrique Alvarado, and I've got Stephen Salvi out there with Josh Prickett and Kate Kaufman, and rounding it out, it's going to be Autry Accord. Benedictine, put in play by Ahmad Lewis, and here's Nicey around to the right side, out on top of the mat. Austin works left. Into the corner. Ahmad three. Too strong. Air ball. Rebound. Benedictine saves it. 50 seconds to go. Lots of time. And now the official's coming over the scorer's table, and I don't know what the beef is here. Official's having a real problem. He's upset with something. And we got 50 seconds to play, and we're going to, again, have a fuss over, I think, maybe the clock. I don't know. They've sent the teams to their respective sidelines, and, again, this overtime has been draining for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is the crew's struggling tonight. Now the officials calling Evangel out of the floor, telling Benedictine, all right, guys, you got to get out on the court. 50.2 to go. They have set the shot clock at 16. So 50.2 to play in the overtime, 16 on the shot clock. Ravens put the ball in, trailing by two. Comes into Matt Austin. Matt, into the lane. Head fake, no room there, and the Ravens over to Eric Cruz at three. No. Rebound, out of bounds, and it is off Benedictine. 39 seconds to go. And now we have another issue. The officials coming over to the scorer's table. And this play is going to be review here. Now, I'm not sure again what they are reviewing. If they're reviewing of whom the ball had gone when it went out of play, I suspect that in fact it did. Go off of, it probably went off nice here. I'll be real honest. From my angle here, that's kind of who it looked like. It might have gone off, but we'll have to wait and see. 39.7 is the time on the game clock. And I'm going to roll ahead to Saturday's games. Yeah, let me fix that. Joseph, make sure my calendar is correct. I've been saying 2-4, but in fact, Saturday is 12-2 for the ladies and guys. So ladies Saturday is at high noon here in the Nolan. The guys, a 2:00 game. Now look at what I suspect is the official Hearts calendar. All right, they're going to say it is Evangel basketball. Ravens are going to stress on the inbound, and it is not going to be stolen. 36, 35. Into the forecourt, it goes over to the left side. Evangel, running for the lines with a basketball. They'll jump it into the corner. Trying to knock it away. Driving in. There was a travel. No whistle. The ball thrown out on top. 23, and the Ravens are finally going to commit the foul. Foul is going to be Matt Austin's. 23 seconds left. And Evangel, who now already leads by two, can make it a two-possession lead. Coming to the line is going to be Alvarado. Hadn't had a free throw today. This one is perfect. Now a three-point game. One more shot coming up for Manrique Alvarado from Cartago, Costa Rica. This one, perfect. He will hit them both, and we've got an Evangel timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Ravens looking at an uphill battle. Valor 57, Benedictine 53.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Very little time left in the overtime. 23 seconds to play. Ravens trail 57-53. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's in the studio. Tom Counts is here, and let's see what the Ravens have got up their sleeve. Is Benedictine struggling to score in overtime. In fact, BC has scored two overtime points. Evangel has only scored at the free throw line, but they have scored six at the free throw line. 6 of 9. It could be worse. Here's the Ravens back down court. Driving across to the left side. Out on top. Over to the right. Ahmad for three. Nope. Rebound pulled down by Evangel. Benedictine fouls. And Ravens absolutely unable to buy a bucket. Cannot score here in OT. BC is 6 of 30. Three-point shooting. And Evangel's not much better. They're 8 of 31. the free throw line. Each team has hit 15, 15 of 25 and 15 of 23. So, yeah, you can see how this thing got to this point. Rebounds are even, 47 rebounds for each team in this game tonight. And back to the free throw line is going to come Evangel. The first one, that's up and in. And Autry Acord continues to score at the free throw line. 4 of 6, and now that one misses. Up the floor, Benedictine. They trail, 58-53, 5 seconds left. Here's a running three by Ahmad, not close. Rebound, Evangel. Final score tonight in overtime, Evangel. 58, Benedictine 53, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Back with you here in the Dolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight is a tremendous ball game. Went back and forth, and these two teams were tied. They would trade the lead, and Ravens trailed by 1 at halftime, 25-24. They came back, tied it up, and it was a 51-51 game that went into overtime. But Evangel, even though they did not score 1 basket from the floor in overtime, did their damage at the free throw line in OT and won a ball game, 58-53. Benedictine actually just could not score in OT. Couldn't score pretty much all night. 53 points in an overtime game, scoring only 2 points, and Eric Cruz 2 point shots in overtime. No one else able to put anything on the board. Thank you. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Evangel, we'll stick around, hoping to get a chance to visit with Coach Moody, and he always likes to chat after the games. For Evangel, leading the way in scoring, Cade Kaufman with 11, Josh Pritchett with 10, and Stephen Salvi with 10 for the Valor. Following them, it was 7 apiece for both Jace Compe and Autry Acord. A 5-point game for Manrique Alvarado. Adriel Martinborough had 2 points. And It was Oriaki. I got to look at my phonetic pronunciation here. Chandler Oriaki with 2 points in a game. Ike Egwu with two. And Pavel Antonov, the starting center tonight, went 1 for 3. 2 points. For Benedictine, can't say enough about the play tonight of Ahmad Lewis. He was outstanding. He was just fantastic. He was 17 points of the game. And also with a couple of rebounds, assists, and led Benedictine in scoring by a relatively large margin. Saxton Thuston, again, right on the verge of a double-double with 10 points and 9 rebounds this evening. Matt Austin had ended the game with 9 points. He had a 3-point shot and then was 6 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. So Matt had 9 points. Eric Cruz had 8. It drops into 3 each for Chris Jackson and Jaden Timmy. Nysir Scott was 2 with 2 and Tyson Cathy with 1. But we get spoiled with Benedictine and their ability to score and ability to shoot the ball and some of the things that some of these guys could do. And when that doesn't come through, you know, you get a little, probably a little disappointed. And we're so used to Matt Austin scoring and hitting everything he throws in the air, and he was 1 of 12 tonight. Eric Cruz was 3 of 10. Chris Jackson, 1 of 3. Jaden Timmy, 1 of 4. Nysir was 1 of 7. Tyson Canty from the center spot was 0 for 3 shooting tonight. Benedictine's rebounding leader, though, Eric Cruz, how about him? 11 rebounds in the game. We mentioned 9 for Saxton and 8 rebounds for Matt Austin tonight. Is again, Benedictine got a boatload of rebounds. There were a lot of shots taken. Both teams had 48 rebounds in the game here this evening. While we're waiting for Coach, we're going to review the upcoming sports schedule here on K-Radio. We've got tomorrow night's sports look. How about that? We coming on right after Brian and the K-Radio Evening Report. So, you know, 5:20-ish, you know. And we'll be on, Gus and I, kind of catching up to speed with all things going on in and around the area, sports-wise. So we would like very much for you to join us for that program. Then on Friday night, it'll be high school basketball coming from the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament. So we've got high school girls tournament action there. Then we go on to Saturday when we're going to be right back here in the Nolan. Benedictine beginning a 3-game homestead with this one here tonight. They're going to be back at home on Saturday. Ladies at noon and the guys at 2 with Mount Mercy. And Coach getting about up in here, so we'll get a chance to check in with him. Joining us here, Ryan Moody, head coach of the guys. Coach, can you hear that thing tonight?
Yep, very good.
Because that was a tremendous game. We knew coming in 2 of the best defenses in the conference, and that those defenses were probably going to make it low scoring. But this even astonished me with how well the defenses played tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 pretty good defenses. I mean, a lot of athletes, a lot of very similar styles. You know, I mean, both teams were trying to take away the 2 as much as possible, the easy 2, you know. And, I mean, you got, because of that, the 2 combined teams took 63 threes today. They made a few more. I think that's the difference. We shot 18% or 19%. They shot 26%. That's the fine line, you know. And we told the guys, I mean, this is probably going to go down to the last possession. This is going to be close. You know, and I thought our guys really battled. I hate losing as much as anybody, or more than most probably, but, you know, like, what else do you ask them to do? I mean, they found a way to get into overtime when it looked like we weren't going to. You know, they found a way to battle in overtime and get clean looks down, you know, for about the last 3 possessions, and they just didn't go in. You know, it's a credit to Evangel. I mean, they gutted it out. They made plays. I love our team. You know, I mean, what a crowd. Oh, my God. I mean, excuse me, but, I mean, geez, that was insane, you know, and I wish we could have won it for them because they were packed house and a great crowd. But, you know, this happens. I just told them, like, this is that whole, like, I don't remember if there's a formula out there. It's all over the social media circles. But, like, situation plus response equals outcome, right? I mean, like, we got to respond right. We've been in two absolute dogfights, you know, William Penn and then now today Evangel, and had opportunities to win both and came up short. So we got a little less probably than 48 hours to get ourselves ready to play Clark on Saturday. And that's really the only thing that matters at this point, is just kind of moving on and getting ready, flushing it and getting ready. But, yeah, tremendous game. I mean, I apologize to all the fans, honestly, who were watching in here, because it was a rock fight. I mean, there wasn't a lot of shots going in. But if you like defense, you were in the right gym tonight.
Coach Ahmad Lewis, this young man has, you know, finally gotten himself, you know, getting a lot of more and more PT, and he's coming out here and doing some fantastic things. I thought he was remarkable tonight.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, his confidence has really gone up. I think that a credit, you know, Chris Jackson, Jaden Bristol, those guys, they've done a good job of mentoring him and kind of really bringing him along and what he has to do to be good. And, you know, he works his tail off. He's in this gym all the time. He gives us kind of a really energy elite level defender. You know, I mean, they like can do things out there on defense, and he's active. And then, of course, when his three ball's on and he's hitting a few shots, that helps too. But, you know, we needed a few more to go in. And, I mean, gosh, these guys aren't trying to miss. Either they're not trying to miss either, but, the stats are pretty horrid. It's also that late January stuff we talked about the last time we talked. You know, some of this basketball gets pretty ugly for a couple weeks, and hopefully we can rest our guys and find a way to get a little better offensive outcome. But I mean, you know, like I said, proud of the guys. You know, somebody had to lose this game. Somebody had to win it. I thought the officiating was pretty good. You know, I'm sure there's bad calls on both sides, but I thought they did a pretty good job of kind of hanging in there in a really intense game. So, you know, what do you do? You gotta move on.
With all that defense, I mean, it's got to be hard to officiate, and these guys are working so hard. I mean, the quick hands, I mean, you know, to reaching in, defending, stopping the ball, and getting in rebounds, and there was nobody bashful about going after a ball tonight.
No, yeah, this is two teams that really wanted it for sure. You know, and I thought the officials, I'd bring it up because I thought they did a good job, honestly. I mean, it's an intense environment. We're all screaming at them, and they did a good job. It's an experienced crew. But, so I said this to the team before, and I just said it to them again. You know, this was the two, South Division leaders and second place in the league who, you know, whatever happened tonight. But honestly, the outcome is less impactful for the loser because there's seven games left. I mean, you know, like, this is not like this is the last game of the year to decide where you finish, you know. So, like, there's so much ball left. That's why we have to just shake this off and find a way to get fresh, stay healthy, and ride these last seven games out. We've got seven guys on our team. It's their last seven regular season games of their career. And we're not going to hang our – at least I'm gonna work hard that we don't hang our heads.
And,
you know, because that's – you got, it's a skill, man. You got to bounce back.
And a good news for all these great people. You talked about them earlier. We've been talking about them all season. The fans have been fantastic. And I think they just keep getting better and better here as you're getting into that, you know, that stretch run. And you're in a little bit of a homestand now that starts today. And you've got three in a row at home on Saturday. You know, I keep reminding everybody it's noon and two because you're used to a lot of your home games being, you know, a little later, but this is noon and two because it's kind of a trip to Mount Mercy.
Yeah. I mean, when we play these really long trip opponents and they do the same for us, we move it up. So they come in Friday night and then leave, get a chance to get home a little bit earlier on Saturday night. But Clark's a good team now. I have no idea. Maybe you have said it. I'm sorry I tuned you out there for a second, but I don't know if they won or lost, but you know, they're a good team. They're skilled. They score the ball well. They always play well in our gym. You know, we'll have to be ready. So hopefully, we get shake off some soreness and get ourselves ready to play. It's a noon and two, and I will say that maybe you said it. I don't know if you even heard it, but, you know, we're doing something a little different this Saturday that we've been wanting to try for a couple of years, but due to COVID, we just haven't. We're calling it the Raven Courtside Cafe, and we're going to push the pit in, and we're going to make a kind of a room, you know, quote-unquote room at that end, and we're going to do for $8 you get a pulled pork sandwich, beans, coleslaw, I think a dessert and a drink, and it's open to the public, it's open to everybody, and you can use cash or check or a card, and we're just kind of trying to create a little atmosphere down there for everybody. I think it's going to be open for, you know, pretty much both games. Maybe it'll shut down in the middle of ours, but, you know, just trying to create, we've got a lot of families that come to both games, you know, noon and two, and you know, it gets hungry after 3.5-4 hours. So hopefully we take advantage of that. There's a few places in the country that do it, and we wanted to try it here. And, man, they should have tried it tonight because there was a lot of people in this gym. They might have sold a lot of pulled pork.
Well, Coach, appreciate your taking the time coming up here, and we are looking forward to getting these guys back out. And Seeing him against Clark.
Yeah,
on
come
Saturday.
On out. We'd love to have you on Saturday. There's going to be a lot of people on campus, too. We got Presidential Scholars Weekend. We got all kinds of stuff going around. So it'll be a happening place, and we'll bounce back. Don't worry. This team has a pretty good sense of figuring it out. We'll be okay.
Sounds great. Coach, appreciate it, man. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. And tell you what, we're going to call it an evening here, Joseph. It's been a bit of a long night. The guys' game going into an OT, but a couple of very exciting ball games. Benedictine ladies winning in the opener, and the guys losing in a heartbreaker in overtime. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. And until we greet you tomorrow with Sports Look Friday night from the JCN tournament, and Saturday, Benedictine is at home with Clark. Ladies at noon and the guys at 2. You'll hear them here on Care Radio. That said, till then, for Joseph in the studio, Tom Cass saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health postgame show and Benedictine Raven basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.